And the Bible says in Genesis 37, looking at verse 41, or let's say, let's look at verse 20. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him. This is Joseph's brother speaking. Cast him into some pit, and we will say, some evil beast hath devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dreams. Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands, and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into the pit that is in the wilderness. Lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands, to deliver him to his father again. It came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it. Amen. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. Let's talk about Joseph for just a minute tonight. Joseph was basically born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He was the son of his father's old age. He was the apple of his father's eye. He really didn't have to work. He just kind of run errands for his father. He was a tattletale. And he would just run around, check up on his brothers. He wore a coat of many colors that identified him as the favored one. Everyone that saw him knew this is the favorite one. Joseph was chosen by God. These are things that you cannot deny. You find them all through the scripture. He was chosen by God. He was anointed by God. He was favored by God. Joseph carried a dream that was given to him by God. Joseph was both loved and he was hated. He was favored and he was despised. He was desired. He was opposed. Joseph represents in many ways the true believer in Christ. Regardless of our physical, social, economic standing in society, in a spiritual sense, when we were born into the kingdom, we were born with a silver spoon in our mouth. What do you mean? Silver means redemption. We were born into the kingdom of God. In other words, we were born into a kingdom of grace. We do not work for what we have. It is a free gift of grace. For by grace are you saved, by faith, through faith, not of yourselves. It is a what? A gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Everything that we've ever needed or will need is already provided for us in Christ. Oh, the Bible says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 3 tells us he has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And like Joseph, we have been anointed. We are a favored people. We have a dream. We have a divine God-given destiny. And like Joseph, there are many adversaries to your anointing and to your dream and to your favor. And the Bible says that Joseph's brothers saw the favor of his father on him, and they hated him for it. They hated him for it. And then the Bible says they hated Joseph even more for his dreams. And then the Bible says they hated him yet more for his words. Can I tell you tonight, it is a sad fact, but the greatest adversaries to your favor, to your dream, to your destiny are not the drug addicts or the homosexuals or the prostitutes or the fornicators, but the greatest adversaries to your dream and to your anointing and to your favor and to your destiny are in the church. They're the ones who have no dream. They're the ones who have no vision. They have no passion. They have no fire. They have no zeal. They have no expectation. They are satisfied where they're at. They live on status quo avenue on the corner of average and mediocrity. And why are they so resentful to you? Have anybody ever wondered why it seems like some Christians are resentful to you? And you're like, why in the world? What did I do to them? I can't figure it out. Listen, it's because they recognize the anointing on your life. They recognize favor and the power of life in your dream and exposes their poverty. My friend, we will have attacks from hell. You're not going to get through this life without attacks from hell. There'll be financial attacks. There'll be sickness that will attack us. There'll be attacks on our character, our spiritual lives. There are attacks. But our greatest attacks that come in this life will come from people who cannot see what you see, hear what you hear, and they resent you, and they resent that you're not satisfied where they are and where you are. They want you to stay where you're at on the same level all your life. Not satisfied to remain the same. Is anybody in this house that's not satisfied to remain the same? That's who I'm looking for tonight. Maybe it's just one or two or three, but I'm looking for some people that are not satisfied to remain the same. God did not send me to Grover Beach Pentecostal Church of God to preach to a bunch of people that are satisfied where they're at, doing what they're doing, looking like they're looking, sounding like they're sounding, singing what they're singing, preaching what they're preaching, praying what they're praying, and never going any farther. We're here to grow and grow. There is a destiny. As long as you don't have anything and don't want anything, you get along fine. But when you get a vision, you get a destiny, you get a dream, you start talking about it. People get angry and critical and resentful. If Joseph would have kept his mouth shut, he could have avoided a lot of hardships. But there's something about a dream, Okurashata, that begins to boil on the inside of you. There's something about a dream. If you get something from God, if you get a dream from God, it has a life in it. It starts living on the inside of you. And if you don't let it out, you'll blow up. Joseph, words of vision, Joseph's expectation, Joseph's desire for a higher life exposed the emptiness in his brothers, and they hated him. And the Bible said they conspired to kill him. Now, I know it's not what you want to hear, but here's the truth. The more anointed you are by God, the more adversaries you'll have in this life. The more of the favor of God you have on your life, oh, hallelujah, the more adversaries you're going to have in this life. The more dream you have in your life, and the more you embrace the dream of God for your life, the more adversaries you're going to have in this life. And you're going to find out that you have enemies that you didn't know you had. The greater the anointing, oh, friend, the greater the anointing, the greater the favor, the greater the dream, the greater will be your enemies and your adversaries. But let me remind you what the Bible says, no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn it. Hallelujah. My friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, we're going through because we're going to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They threw Joseph in a pit. Now let me say this. It doesn't matter how anointed you are. It doesn't matter how great a dream you have in your life. It doesn't matter how much favor you have on your life. At some time in your life, you are going to experience a pit.
Yeah, that's true.
It may be a financial pit. And by the way, I've been in most all these pits I'm going to mention at one time or another. It may be the pit of sickness. It may be the pit of divorce or depression. It may be the pit of betrayal. But the important thing to know is the pit is not your destiny. Don't settle down in the pit. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, forward your mail to the palace. Hallelujah. Hey, you're destined for the palace, glory to God. You're not determined, you're not destined to spend your life in the pit. The Bible says they threw Joseph in the pit and it was empty. There was no water in it. That's what the Bible says, no water in it. I thought to myself, well, what do I care if there's no water in the pit? But then I started thinking about it. No water means no refreshment, nothing to quench his thirst. No physical, tangible evidence of better days to come. I mean, this looked bad for him. In fact, they expected him to die in that pit. Water is the most basic necessary element required to sustain life. So it tells me Joseph was in a dark place, meaning not a single ray of hope to speak of deliverance or victory over the pit. Have you ever been there? You ever been in a situation like that? Not one single ray of hope that tells you things are going to get better? Not one single thing that encourages you to tell you everything is looking better? You just look on the bright side, and you try to look on the bright side, but you don't see no bright side. But here's another reason. The Bible never says things just to take up space. Another reason the Bible says there was no water in the pit is because if the water had been filled, the pit had been filled with water, he would have drowned. He would have drowned in that pit. The fact that there was no water in the pit meant Joseph would not drown. Even though he was thirsty, he wouldn't drown. Now that sounds like a small consolation, but listen, when you're in the pit, you find consolation, you find hope, and you find courage and encouragement in the smallest of things. Let me just break it down for you. Before the pit, I needed a nice house and a nice car to make me happy. Before the pit, I needed everybody to smile at me and pat me on the back to make me happy. Before the pit, I needed a position in the church with a name tag and my own parking space. Before the pit, I needed money in the bank, a good retirement, money in my wallet to make me happy. Before the pit, my praise was weak and sporadic, and sometimes I really didn't even praise God unless he did something big for me. But there's something about the pit that causes you to look up and just be thankful for little things, just the little things, man. There's something about the pit that just makes you grateful and thankful to be alive. I'm not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, Joseph said, I'm just thankful there was no water in this pit. Yeah, I'm thirsty. It hurt when I hit the bottom, but praise God, it was empty and I didn't drown. Somebody I'm talking to tonight, let me just break it on down. You've been murmuring and grumbling and complaining about all things you don't have. Running down the list of why you got a right to be hurt, a right to be angry, a right to feel sorry for yourself. And some even have the nerve to tell God, you haven't done anything for me worthy of praise. Oh, look at somebody and say, neighbor. What you need to do is close your mouth. Shut up your mumbling, your murmuring, your grumbling, your complaining, and start praising God that the pit was empty. Start praising God that you didn't drown. You're not dead yet. Hallelujah. Oh, my friend, listen. Praise him that you still have eyes to see and ears to hear. Praise him because you have the use of your limbs and you're in your right mind. Praise him because your heart is still beating and blood is pumping through your body. Praise him because you didn't die when you hit the bottom. Praise him because he woke you up this morning. Because there's a lot of people that didn't wake up this morning. They didn't live to see this day. Praise him because even in the pit, you can feel his presence. Oh, hallelujah. I could just spend the rest of the evening praising him on that one point, that even in the pit, when I'm going through hell, when I'm going through the darkest season of my life, I can still feel his presence. Oh, let me just say, you may take my car, you may take my house, you may take my money, you may take from me all the comforts and conveniences of this life. You may strip me of my fine clothes and the shoes I wear, but my friend, there's one thing you can never take. You cannot take his presence away from me. Hallelujah. Put me in the pit, but I'm still anointed. Put me in the prison, I'm still anointed. Put me in the lion's den or the fiery furnace, I'm still anointed. Hallelujah. Somebody just needs to throw back your head and say, I'm still anointed. I may be going through hell, but I'm still anointed. I just lost my job, but I'm still anointed. Sickness has attacked my body, but I'm still anointed. Does anybody know you're still anointed? Glory to God. Woo! I may be in a dark place right now, but you're anointed.
You may be fighting back tears right now, but you're anointed. Your heart may be breaking right now, but you're anointed. The devil intended for you to die in the pit, and he thought he pushed you to your death. But what I want you to know is all that dumb devil did was push you into your anointing, because the anointing increases under pressure. Hallelujah. Has anybody felt any pressure lately? Glory to God. The anointing increases under pressure. The anointing is released by the crushing of the olives. What Satan sent to crush you is just releasing the anointing in your life to go to the next level. Hallelujah. I think somebody just needs to lift your hands and give him some praise right now. My friend, if you've been going through some pressure, going through some pressing, man, oh, hallelujah. You just need to say, thank God, there's an anointing that's coming my way. There's an increase of the anointing. Oh, Rasanda Rabakaya. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, Shatalabaha. I knew I heard from God. I knew I heard from God. Hilalabosha. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My marriage is under attack. My character is being assassinated. My kids are on drugs, but I'm still anointed. I may be in the pit, but I'm still anointed. And even in the pit, I can feel his presence. And if I can feel his presence, then I know I'm going to make it. So instead of sitting here in the ash heaps of disappointment and self-pity, moaning and groaning and complaining, I'm going to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness right here in the middle of this pit, right here in this hard place, right here in this dark place. I'm going to bless his name. I'm going to praise him. I may be in the pit, but there's a palace anointing inside of me. I may be in the pit, but there's something on the inside of me that's bigger than my pit. I got a palace anointing on the inside of me. So right here in my pit, I'm going to give him a palace praise. Right here in my pit, I'm going to praise him like I'm already in the palace. Right here in my pit, I'm going to praise him like I'm already healed. I'm going to praise him like my marriage is already restored. I'm going to praise him like my family is already reconciled. I'm going to praise him like the miracle I've been praying for has just come to pass. Right here in the pit, I'm going to give him a palace praise.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just stopped by to tell somebody, you're not going to die in the pit. It's just a temporary inconvenience. You're bigger than the pit. Your dream is bigger than the pit. Your anointing is bigger than the pit. Your destiny is bigger than the pit. Don't wait until everything turns. Don't wait until everything looks good. Don't wait until everything feels good. Oh, you got to give him a palace praise from the pit. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm saying right there where the devil said it was going to end. Right there where the devil said it was over. Right there in that hard place, that dark place, that broken place, that place of loneliness and isolation, that place where you can't see anything good. Right there. There in that place, that's where you put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. God is looking for someone who loves him no matter what they're going through. My friend, anybody can praise God when all the bills are paid. Anybody can praise God when you're walking in perfect health and your family is all unified and all together. Anybody can praise God when everything is going your way and the sun is shining. But when you're going through hell, and right in the middle of the darkest storm of your life, you lift up your voice and you give God a palace praise. And God knows that's somebody who loves me. And they're not just praising me for the good things. They're praising me for who I am. Not just for what I do, but for who I am. Is anybody thankful for who he is?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Anybody can praise him when the storm is over. God's looking for someone who will praise him in the pit while you're walking through the fire. Praise him in the prison, in the midnight hour, like Paul and Silas. Praise him in the lion's den. Someone will give him a palace praise from the pit. Hallelujah. Oh, I can tell you this works, my friend. I've lived it over and over. Praise him like you're already in the palace. I cannot tell you how many times I hung my head over a toilet bowl and vomited out my guts. And every time I would wipe my mouth, I'd say, I praise you, God. I praise you. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord, that by your stripes I was healed. I praise you, Lord, that you took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. And God, I'm going to tell you right here, right now, if you never heal me, I will praise you anyway. I'll praise you with my dying breath. I love you and I praise you. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to give him a palace praise while you're still in the pit.
Yes. Yes.
Glory.
Amen.
You praise him like you're already walking in your anointing, your new anointing. You praise him like your prodigals are already restored. You praise him like you're the president of the company. Hallelujah. Before Joseph was lifted out, and I'm getting ready to close. Before Joseph was lifted out of the prison to meet Pharaoh, he changed his clothes. In other words, Joseph put on a palace praise while he was still in the pit, still in the prison. Somebody tonight, you're on your way from the pit to the palace. And your praise is going to take you there.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody said, Pastor, I just don't feel like praising. I can understand that. I can understand that. I don't think Job felt like praising God when he had just lost everything that he had. And boils covered his body. The Bible said he fell to the ground and he worshiped. He worshiped. And God gave him double for his trouble. And his worship kept him connected to his destiny.
Yes.
I believe with all my heart, if Job would have went into self-pity, and if Job would have came angry at God, and if Job would have shook his face at God and been angry at God for all that he had lost, he would have died in that ash heap. But because he fell to the ground, shaved his head, and he worshiped God. My friend,
hallelujah.
Praise doesn't have to be pretty to be powerful. You might praise him with bloodshot eyes. You might praise him while your heart is breaking. It may sound horrible to you. It may sound like a cow bellowing. It may sound broken and ugly. But my friend, God will hear your ugly praise. And when he hears it in his ears, it sounds like angels singing, because that's his children that have made up their mind, no matter what I gotta go through, I'm gonna praise him, not because he blessed me, but because he's God, and because he's good, and because he's worthy of my praise. And from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. And I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Come on and stand to your feet tonight in this house. Come on and stand to your feet. I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what the struggle might be. I know some of you, because we know you, we love you, and we've been praying for you. But there's some of you, I don't know what your struggle is. I don't know what your battle is. I don't know what the pit is tonight. But I know this. I know the way out. I know God will take your praise, and God will take a hold of your praise, and God will pull you out, and your praise is dressing you for the palace. Somebody in this house tonight, you just need to lift up your hands and lift up your voice and give God a sacrificial praise. Give God a praise. You say, I don't feel like praising. It don't have nothing to do with feeling. It has to do with faith. said, I don't feel like praising. It don't have anything to do with feeling. It has to do with faith. I believe you, Lord. I love you, God. I praise you, God. I don't have to see it to praise you. I don't have to see any change to praise you. I don't have to feel any difference to praise you. I don't have to see the healing to praise you. I don't have to see the miracle to praise you. I'm going to praise you in the pit. I'm going to praise you in the dark. I'm going to praise you where the walls are closing in on me. I'm going to praise you through my pain. I'm going to praise you through my confusion. I'm going to praise you through my loss. I'm going to praise you through my heartbreak. I'm going to praise you through my prison. I'm going to praise you through my storm. I'm going to give you my praise because you gave me breath. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. If you got breath, you owe him a praise. If he gave you breath, you owe him a praise. Come on and praise him. I feel something changing. I feel something changing in the atmosphere. I feel some depression breaking off. I feel some discouragement breaking off. I feel some hopelessness breaking off. I feel some darkness breaking off. I feel a change in the atmosphere tonight. There's a change in the atmosphere. Oh, God, I praise you tonight, Lord, because you're good. I praise you for where you brought me from, God. I praise you for the times that you raised me up. I praise you for the times you healed my body. I praise you for the times you restored my family. I praise you for the time you delivered my children. I praise you, oh God, because you're good and you're faithful and you're merciful and you're kind and you're worthy of praise. Somebody's coming out. I'm prophesying somebody's coming out. You're coming out of the pit tonight. You're coming out of the darkness tonight. You're coming out of that hard place. You're coming out of that tight place. Hallelujah! 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 I praise you. Let me ask you, how many want to take this to another level? How many want to just go right to another level? Then just get out of your seat and just start walking a little bit. Just start walking and praising while you walk. Come on, just begin to saturate this place with praise. We're going to fill this place with praise. We're taking it to another level tonight. God, we're taking it to another level. We're going to another level in our praise. We're going to another level in our anointing. We're going to another level in the joy of the Lord, in the peace of God, in the power of God. Our children are coming home. Our prodigals are coming home. Yokes are being destroyed. Bondages are being broken. Shackles are being broken. Chains are being broken. Depression is being broken. Father, I thank you tonight, Lord. I praise you tonight, God. I praise you, Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed in the name of Jesus. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. I thank you, God. We're changing our clothes tonight. We're taking off our prison clothes. We're putting on our palace clothes. Oh, I worship you, God. I praise you tonight, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you for turning it. Turning it around. 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 Yes, I feel victory in the house. I said, I feel some victory in the house tonight. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Faith, that's what praise is. Praise is faith. Faith talking. I got a voice and it's says, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. Oh, I feel victory in this house tonight. I feel some victory in this house. Messiah, Saya, Babu Shaya, and I must sing the Mushan. Oh, we thank you and praise you tonight, God. The greater one is inside of us. Greater is he that's in us than the pit that we're in. Greater is he that's in us than the darkness that's come against us. Greater is he. Just a message that I found for sermon material, for something to say. I live this over and over and over and over again. And I can tell you from having lived it, that every time my praise has brought me out, every time my praise, when you fill your pit with praise, that pit will spit you out. When Jonah filled that belly swell with praise, that belly, that well got sick in his stomach and spit him out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can we just thank him tonight for what he has done? I'm telling you, you can't see it with your eyes, but there's been things that have turned tonight. There's been things that have changed tonight. Somebody came out of their pit tonight. Somebody's not going to think the same, talk the same, walk the same, because you came out tonight. And somebody's going to come out in the next day or so, next few days. Somebody's coming out because you've learned, I'm going to fill my pit with praise. I'm going to stop grumbling and complaining and murmuring. If you complain, you remain. Amen. But if you'll praise him, if you praise you, he'll raise you. if you praise, he'll raise you. Hallelujah. So one more time tonight, would you just lift your voice with me and let's just praise him for what he's done tonight. Father, I thank you. In this house, Lord, God, that you have moved by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. God, that there have been pits tonight that have been filled with praise, and they've come out of their pits, Lord. I thank you, God, that the well cannot hold us, the pit cannot hold us, the darkness cannot hold us, the sickness cannot hold us, the depression cannot hold us, Lord. I thank you, God, that we're coming out with a praise. We're coming out with a shout. We're going to shout our way out. We're giving you praise, Lord, because you're a good God. And because you're worthy, and because you deserve the praise, and you deserve the glory, and you deserve the honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many know? Let me just ask honestly, how many know something turned for you tonight? Let us see. Amen. Know something changed for you. Know it. Hallelujah. Amen. And let's give the Lord one more hand clap, shout of praise as we dismiss. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Whew.
How many feel different leaving than we came? How many feel like you're walking a little higher? Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we love you. Thank you so much for your holy word. Thank you, Lord, that you sent your word and healed us and delivered us. I thank you tonight, God, that there are secrets, Lord, that you reveal to us. And you said in your word that you dwell in the praises of your people. Lord, we're not a grumbling, murmuring people. We're a praising people. And we praise you tonight for what you've done in this house. And we praise you for what you're going to do, God, because the days are getting brighter as we continue to walk in praise. We continue to lift you up and glorify your name, Lord. I thank you and I praise you for what you have established in this house tonight, God, and what we're walking into in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you give the Lord one more hand clap of praise? Amen. Up next, shake hands. Amen. God bless you.
Well, you are.